He's the all-time leader in three-pointers made in Arkansas. He once did a draft workout with the Boston Celtics. And now, he works at the SEC Network.
Pump that up a little bit there, Christian.
Pat Bradley. He's brought to you by Cabin Outdoors, selling, servicing, and providing a wide range of lawn and yard equipment. Your Hustler Zero turn mower and steel equipment dealer. Go to CabinOutdoors.com. And Bath Fitter, your local expert in custom bath and shower solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help. Go to bathfitter.com. Now, let's get to the shooter.
All right, so glad to have PB, a great three-point shooter himself, Bill.
Great three-point shooter.
Not quite as good as Steph Curry.
Well.
But pretty good. What's up, PB?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man? The shooter. Yeah, I'm actually out of golf course.
Yeah, it's that we're Pat. We're between number 8 and number 9. Right, Roger. I think that's what
mm-hmm.
they said. Or number
that's
8.
To tell me.
Beautiful hole out here for the Moses Moody Golf Tournament. Steph Curry is here. I think he's right now. He's the all-time leader for most three-point shots made, which is 4,200 something. But he's really taken, you know, and you obviously made a career out of making three-point shots, Pat, but Steph's taken it to another level, hasn't he?
Yeah, and you know, what the amazing thing is about him is his ability to get those shots off. I think that's the most overlooked thing about him, right, Bill? I mean, the ability to...
No question. He don't need a lot of room. He can... His body doesn't have to be in a perfect situation to get it off, and he's incredible.
There's a lot of guys who can make shots. You can watch guys in drills or even practice, but the ability to get open, create space, get the shot off quick, and with another thing everyone talks about is three-point shots and the reason for that, but I mean, you watch him move without the ball. He'll backdoor cut, lay up. He'll break you down off the dribble. So he's a lot of things. And one of the great things he does is shoot it.
I was going to say he's probably the greatest off-ball star we've ever seen in the NBA history. He's that.
I was going to ask. Okay, so that was Pat. I'm glad he sort of said that. Where does he rank in terms of pure, just great shooter? If you were going to name me a Mount Rushmore of the best shooters in the history of the game, does he make the top four, and who are the other guys with him?
Oh, he's definitely
Pat,
top four.
Pat, you, Bill, give me some other. Who are the other names?
Reggie Miller.
Ray Allen,
Steph.
I think Clay's right there.
You know I'm going to throw in Larry Bird. Yeah. You know I'm
going to throw in Larry Bird. Larry was great, man. Larry was, yeah.
Listen, you know what? I'm rethinking that. I think in a game under pressure, I think Larry and Steph are tied.
Okay.
Now Steph shot more threes than Larry because he's changed the game with that. But I think under pressure situations, I'd have to put him and Larry in a tie because both of them made incredible shots under great pressure. Neither one of those guys are just phenomenal athletes. But they know how to work angles, like Pat said, and get open, and they know how to, you know, back cut, you know, give you jab steps. They don't need a lot of room to get their shot off, and they can shoot, like that old saying, they can shoot under great pressure with a hand in their face. So, yeah, I'd have to read. But I like, don't get me wrong, I love Steph. I love Reggie Miller. I just think if I'm coming down to the last minute of the game, I want that ball. Those two guys shooting that ball.
Pat, where would you, for this century, you know, in the 2000s, where would you put Steph in terms of the greatest players? You obviously start with LeBron, and you can go several other places. Where would you put Steph in that list?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be, considering the amount of championships, you know, he's got multiple championships.
Four,
He's four. I mean, that's right there. He's got to shoot up there. I mean, it's tough because you get Kobe, you get Shaq, and talk about the decade, or did you say the century?
The 2000s. This century, yeah.
Yeah, certainly
Duncan.
Top 10, right?
Duncan's the other one, yeah.
I forget you get some of the, you get a feel, you get a spillover from the 90s to the 2000s. You know, too, listen, you're a great mechanics guy, Pat, for shooting your threes. That's one of the things you're really known for. And it, when you look at Steph's, the way he executes his three, would you say he's non-traditional? Or I know he can get off any shot, but when it comes to just taking a clean three, how are his mechanics compared to yours?
They're good. I mean, you know, he's got great balance. The right's got to always start with balance. And, you know, whether he's going to his right or his left, even though it may look like, you know, obviously catch and shoot is on balance, but he knows how to start, and he's got that smooth finish. You know, I mean, it's got that you know, his elbow's always straight as we teach, and, you know, how he finishes. So it's, I mean, it's a pretty looking shot. I mean, his golf shot's a pretty looking shot.
Yeah, he's a darn good golfer too. Yeah, we've talked about that a little bit. That I think we're going to get to see him. They got a late start, but I think we're going to get to see him on one hole. Hey, real quick, let's go to, and I do want to thank Bath Fitter and Cabot Outdoors for sponsoring Pat.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Moses Moody for a minute. You know, you wonder, Bill. You know, because you worked with him as a kid. He comes out and he plays that first year at Parkview. Transfers to North Little Rock as a sophomore. Has a really good year, they win the state championship. But then he leaves the state, goes to Florida to like the IMG, Montverde.
Yeah.
And so that's right. We don't, he goes 25-0, he wins a national championship, but we don't get to see him those 2 years. And he comes back to Arkansas. He's the first year at Arkansas, SEC player of the year, freshman of the year.
Yep.
And then he goes in the draft. So I wonder, you know, I think everybody respects him and appreciates what he's doing for this community. But I just wonder maybe if he'd have had those two more years in Arkansas for us to be able to marvel at what he did. And then if you get him maybe one more year at Arkansas, not that you don't have to, but the old school way of doing it, like the Sydney, that you get few more years getting to know the player and getting, you know, the fan base and the following.
You know, if he would have spent those last 2 years in Arkansas, he might have gone down as maybe – it'd be arguably one of the greatest high school players.
That's what I'm saying. And he misses that, which I get why he went there. But I think I sort of hate that he missed out on that opportunity because, like you said, it could have been that way, right?
And this is the thing. I mean, I know these guys because everybody do whatever they think best for their situation. But at this point, from me being around grassroots basketball and watching guys play and watching them develop, we really have all the same stuff that everybody else has here. You don't really have to leave anymore. Now, that was years ago, so maybe they felt like that. But now, you don't have to leave anymore. I mean, you think about it. Khalil Ware and Nick Smith went to North Little Rock High School. They played, you know, they was here. They played in our high school association their entire high school career.
Right.
Austin Reeves.
Right.
Isaiah Joe. Bobby Portis.
Great point.
Malik Monk. So, and all those guys got a chance to go on and, you know, and have great careers.
You're saying the coaching that you think he could have maybe got the same kind of coaching here versus going down to the
other. Well, I honestly believe that. Now, of course, that's just a matter of opinion.
Yeah.
But I'm just looking at the proof.
Yeah.
When you look at those, this guy, even with Joe stayed here, high school, summer basketball, played all his basketball here in the state of Arkansas, and he's one of and you know it's just a matter of time before he be in the Hall of Fame. He's one, so. We've gotten to the point now where, you know, all of the tools and things that you need, you don't have to leave the state to get them. You can stay right here and get those tools and still go on and be great, professionals.
Your thought on that?
Yeah, you know, we've seen, unfortunately, in my state of Massachusetts, where, you know, they have, you know, the number one pick in the draft, A.J. DeBonta, Boston kid. He ends up playing his last year of high school in Utah. So, you know, we've been ravaged when it comes to high school basketball in the Boston area and the state of Massachusetts. And, you know, a lot of those prep schools are in the New England area. So, I guess, you know, if you're a kid from Mass or Connecticut, you know, you go to one of these $70,000 prep boarding schools, you know, it's pretty. But the thing is, too, Bill, what you guys have been able to do, and you've always had talent, it's turned into a basketball state. And you talk about the coaching. The other thing, too, is these guys are playing against good competition, too. You know, you know, if they all stay, they're playing against those great great players. So you're getting multiple Division One athletes that you're playing against. So it's, I mean, we know because we've been watching Arkansas high school basketball for a while, and Bill, you're obviously a huge reason it is where it is, but you know, it's just fun to see when those rankings come out, those player rankings, you know you're going to see one or two guys from the state of Arkansas, you know, either top 10, top 20, top 30, so it's fun to keep up with that.
Last thing, Pat, before we let you go, again, thanks to Cabin Outdoors and our friends Bath Fitter, who are doing a ton of social media.
If you need
to follow them if you haven't. The other thing I like what these guys are doing, they're doing camps. You know, we talked about the Moses Moody camp, the Isaiah Joe camp, a lot of them over at Summerwood Sports. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know how much kids can get out of that. You know, I know they will learn some good instructional stuff, but I think just the fact to have access. When I was growing up in Panama City, I didn't have a former college player especially a professional athlete coming in doing camps where I could just see him and watch him, you know, and hear him talk to me. So I think that's a really cool benefit that these guys are doing, too.
Yeah, we didn't have, when I was growing up, we didn't have that here in Little Rock either. So we, you know, some of these earlier guys, like, you know, when Keith first went to the league, he came back and started doing a lot of stuff with young people so they could actually see him and get a chance to visit with him.
Keith Jackson.
Yeah, Keith Jackson. But you're right, David, about the, when you go to these camps, and I think it, you know, you're only going to be there a short amount of time. So a lot of kids, you may be able to pick up, you know, something here, something there to help your game. A lot of it is, though, having access to those guys, looking at those guys, and they're coming in explaining to you, hey, listen, I was in your shoes one day. You may be able to get here, you may not be able to get here, but the fact is you can be involved in something like this, doing something positive, possibly getting a free education. Because at the end of the day, we can talk numbers and all of those things, but if you can get a free education out of it, if you're fortunate enough to get a free education, and that's not the only thing, you learn discipline.
Yeah.
You learn how to be, you know how to work with people and be, you know, and be part of a team. There's nothing like that as far as your development, as especially with young men, as a young man. So there's so much stuff you get out of that. But these guys giving these camps, like Isaiah at his camp, they don't play no pickup games.
Okay.
They doing all instruction stuff the whole time.
Good.
That's it. No pickup games. No, hey, you know, we're going to dribble in a couple of circles, then we're going to split the teams up and let them play.
Yeah.
Which is some value into that, too. But
they really get good instructions.
They're really getting good instructions. So hopefully, and you're giving them stuff that they can go work on their own.
Yeah.
So they can go home and work on it, and they don't have to have a group of people to work with them
right.
on. So those are the kind of instructions you give. But just the fact that they give back to these guys and they see them and they can communicate with them, it means the world, and it makes a big difference sometimes.
We've been trying to recruit the Pat Bradley camps to Arkansas, but it's so expensive, Pat, to get Pat down here. It's so expensive.
Bill, been trying to get Pat to be come down here and do those things before they made the foundation for the first gym at Summerwood Sports. That's how long it's been. But you know what? He's too busy.
Pat. I love watching him on SEC, too. That's my guy. I love.
Oh, by the way, Pat, you saw the picture I took. What's that big man that you do the TV work with that I saw with Daly?
Ron Slay.
So let me tell you, Ron wanted Daly. He wanted to eat. Of course, you know, everybody wants Daly, you know.
Yeah.
But he was real. I said, we got to take a picture. I like him. He's got a good personality.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Pat, hey, thanks for jumping on with us. We appreciate it. Well, hopefully, listen, we're about to run out of time here. Hopefully, we get Moses and maybe at least get to see Steph Curry here at the golf tournament. But have yourself a great weekend, Pat.
Thanks, Pistol.
All right, fellas. Thanks, Pat.
Love you, Bob.
Love you, Bob.
Love you, boys. See you, Bill Ingram. Talk to you soon. I'll come
all
back.
All right, my man.
See you soon.
Love you, PB. See you, buddy.
See you, man. Say hello to your mother for me.